Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to call the meeting to order. Please rise for the pledge and invocation.
Mr. Waddell, Mr. Johnstone, Mr. Shealy, Ms. Dvorich, Mr. Julian, Mr. Lastic, Mr. Salito, Mr. Marino.
Here, you had your meeting minutes distributed before you. Council's pleasure.
Motion to accept and place on file.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Salito to accept and place on file. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next order of business, reports and communications to council.
I have one from the Office of the Housing and Zoning Inspector, a petition for amending zoning map for First Nazarene Church of Niles, Ohio, Incorporated.
I'll make a motion to refer it back to the Planning Commission.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Lastic to refer to the Planning Commission. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Agenda items. Would anyone like to address council on agenda items? Anyone? 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 In the opinion of the chair, there being none, next order of business, council committee reports.
I have three. The Public Grounds Committee meeting minutes from February 22nd, the Safety Committee meeting minutes from February 22nd, and the Community Development and Neighborhood Stabilization Committee meeting minutes from February 26th.
Motion to accept and place on files in order by Mr. Waddell, seconded by Ms. Shealy. Questions or comments? All in favor signify by aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next order of business, the presentation of tonight's legislation.
I need executive session under G6 for security measures of a public building.
The motion.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Salito to adjourn to executive session for item G under the Ohio Revised Code. Roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Let the record reflect the council's adjourned at 6:03 p.m. A motion to reconvene council is in order.
Motion.
Moved by Julian, seconded by DeVorge to reconvene. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. DeVorge?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Record reflect the council has reconvened in regular order at 6:26. Would the clerk please present tonight's legislation?
Draft number 28-24 brought to the floor for the third time, a resolution adopting an amendment to the council rules and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a third reading.
Moved by Julian, seconded by DeVorge for a third reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. DeVorge?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
Motion to adopt is in order.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Moved by Salido, seconded by Johnstone for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. DeVorge?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 28-24 has been adopted after its third reading. Would the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 35-24 to be brought to the floor for the third time, an ordinance authorizing the appropriation of funds from the unappropriated fund 221 Park to the miscellaneous account and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a third reading.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Lastic. Third reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. DeVorge?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
To adopt.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Salido for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. DeVorge?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 35-24 adopted after its third reading. Clerk, please present the next draft.
Draft number 40-24 to be brought to the floor for the second time, a resolution temporarily waiving the permit fee for citywide residential garage or yard sale and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a second reading.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Salido for a second reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. DeVorge?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
First one is Labor Day weekend, Memorial, and the second one's Labor Day weekend.
Draft 40-24 is
sorry,
second reading.
Yeah, Labor Day weekend, sorry.
Please present the next draft.
Draft number 41-24 to be brought to the floor for the second time, an ordinance authorizing the disposal of obsolete vehicle by internet auction on GovDeals as it is no longer needed for any municipal purpose by the city and declaring an emergency.
By Salido, seconded by Lastic for a second reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. DeVorge?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salido?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Draft 41-24 has received its second reading. Would the clerk please present the next draft?
Draft number 45-24 to be brought to the floor for the second time, an ordinance authorizing the appropriation of funds from the unappropriated general fund 101 to the general fund miscellaneous account for the city funded business grant and declaring an emergency.
Motion for a second reading.
Moved by Julian, seconded by Johnstone for second reading. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell? Mr. Johnstone? Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. DeVorge?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Abstain.
5 yeas, 2 abstains.
Draft 45-24 proceed to second reading. Will the clerk please present the consent agenda?
The following drafts will be part of the consent agenda, being brought to the floor for the first time, passed together with suspension of 3 readings and as an emergency. Draft number 48-24, an ordinance approving the request for proposal presented by the Community Improvement Corporation of Niles for development of certain vacant property on 3rd Street. Draft number 49-24, an ordinance authorizing the service director to enter into a contract with Faust Construction for the 2022 and 2023 CBBG Sherman Avenue sidewalk replacement project. Draft number 50-24, a resolution authorizing the safety director and or fire chief to prepare and submit an application and enter into agreements for grant money to assist with the purchase of hoods and gloves for the Niles Fire Department. And draft number 51-24, an ordinance accepting the donations from the Veterans of Foreign Wars VFW Post 2074 to the Police Department and Fire Department for the purpose of purchasing equipment, appropriating the funds.
To suspend.
By Julian, seconded by Salito for suspension. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic? Mr. Salito? 7 yeas, 0 nays.
Motion to second.
Moved by Johnstone, seconded by Waddell for adoption. Questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Johnstone?
Yes.
Mr. Shealy?
Yes.
Ms. Dvorich?
Yes.
Mr. Julian?
Yes.
Mr. Lastic?
Yes.
Mr. Salito?
Yes.
7 yeas, 0 nays.
Consent agenda has been adopted under suspension of your rules. That concludes tonight's legislation. The next order of business, general public comments of concern to City Council. If you'd like to address City Council, please step forward, state your name, and you will be afforded 3 minutes to address Council on matters of general concern. Anyone? Mr. Strong?
How you doing? I'm Richard Strong. I live at 1017 Robbins Avenue. So I got 2 questions. The one is, what's going on with the Stevens home? I noticed that we've had equipment show up and then leave and other equipment left behind, but absolutely no work done. And then back to my issue that I'm never going to give up until we have a resolution for, and that is there are many properties in the city of Niles that are protected by guardrails. And there's one that should be protected by a guardrail, and that is the David Giancola residence at the end of Hartzell on Robbins Avenue. That place has been hit 16 times since 1974. The only time that it had any respite for those hits was when they had the telephone poles in the ground in front of it, which was replaced when they did the curb work. There's nothing from the state that says that we can't do it. As far as the liability goes, we have them in other places, so there would be a liability there as well. So I just don't see why this can't be done. It should be done, and I'm just not going to let it go until something's resolved. I don't hear anything. And that's pretty much it. Have a nice night.
Thanks, Mr. Strong.
Things on that. On this 1017 Robbins Avenue issue, I think it's actually next door is where he's talking about. So I guess what I'm trying to see is if there's some, I know there was discussion of having a traffic study or a security study of some sort for that, and I don't know if a variance would actually be the thing, but any other security measure that would do just that, make the situation more secure and allow them up there to be able to go to bed with a little peace that there's not going to be a car coming through their front yard. I mean, is there any way that we can – I know there was discussion of bringing this out and having it reviewed, potentially starting with Mr. Crank and then going from there to ODOT and others if necessary. Can we give it a little bit of attention to see if there's anything we can do on that? I know it was mentioned several properties, but if we can at least start with the one at the corner of or end of Hartzell and Robbins
And I think we have enough history, adverse history, to show that it at least warrants a look. And that's all I had on that.
And I'd say you're correct to the point where it did warrant a look based off the concern. And we had communicated with ODOT about that. As you know, they, based off their traffic engineering warrant analysis, came back and said that ODOT does not recommend guardrail, because guardrail is not meant to stop head-on impact. What they did recommend is, with the upcoming project, that they would take a look at a dual-directional arrow sign to catch the attention of those motorists coming, to let them know that there is a left and right turn, and also increased illumination, in which the city already placed reflectors on the stop sign and bike lane posts prior to the intersection of Hartzell.
Could we, Mr. Marino, would it be possible to refer this to Mr. Shealy's Public Safety Committee just for review, recommendation, advisement, well, not maybe not necessarily enforcement, but just to have discussion, to meet with some residents up there, as well as have some discussion themselves about, I don't like just shutting it down. I understand what ODOT is saying, and I get that, but I do know that we do have the ability to go against it. I know we take on liability potentially doing that, but I hate to be the one that said no on this, and then a car does go through. I mean, we've had serious bodily injuries. Is it possible, Bob, to send this to the Public Safety Committee to have discussion and see where that leads?
Most assuredly, you can do that, Mr. Shealy. You can schedule a meeting for that purpose. You also, as the chair, could invite our traffic officer, the chief, law enforcement, as well as the mayor and his administration, and potentially ODOT, to see what is an appropriate legal remedy to provide safety, to Mr. Strong's point, to the resident's home, while also being compliant. So most assuredly, you could schedule a meeting for the purpose of that.
I believe that if something happens severe, if it happened tomorrow, we'd be saying next meeting, yes, we need to go do something. So I just would rather be proactive instead of reactive and something happens. I'm okay if we can start discussion with Mr. Shealy's committee, and I'm sure the rest of council would be happy to sit in and hear what's going on. And so,
the other request Mr. Strong had, Mayor, is the corner of Crandon and the old Stevens house. Do we have an update on that, Mayor?
I know the Ohio EPA is involved because of a total loss and the need to dispose of that debris to a hot asbestos, Ohio EPA approved asbestos site. So I know the contractor is working through issues in regards to that with the Ohio EPA.
Anyone else? D, and then we'll get to you, Becky.
D7. That new business that's coming in on Warren Avenue, do you know what kind of business that is?
They do research and manufacturing for military contracting with the federal government. That's one of their components that they'll be performing at that facility.
The reason I'm asking is because on Hunter Street, I live catty corner from that new business that's coming in. So if you come down Hunter Street where that steel mill is back there, there's a traffic light, which is a caution traffic light right now. If that new business is going in, are they ever going to activate that light as a traffic signal? Because if trucks come down on Hunter Street, the big semis have already got into my devil strip before. I have one telephone pole that's been cut off in front of my house. But the traffic light is on a caution light. So if there's any trucks in and out of there, are they going to activate the signal light?
The lights on Hunter and the intersection of Hunter and Warren Avenue? Okay. We'll recommend the chief and traffic officer to look into that. I'm not sure.
The only reason I'm asking is because if there's trucks going in that place, and there's trucks that go up to Hunter Street. So if that light isn't activated, there's probably going to be an accident there. You know what I'm saying? I know it's been on caution. I've been there 6 years, and it's been on caution ever since. But Bill Nichols is across the street, too. And I know he has a hell of a time getting out when he has a funeral because the truck's coming down and around or the traffic coming this way. He usually has somebody out there standing to direct traffic out. I was just wondering if that new business is going in there, which they are, if they're going to activate the caution light now.
Yeah, I'm not sure. The chief, can you guys take a look at that, you and the traffic officer?
Becky? You have to hold the little...
I'm a slow learner. I'm sorry. I want to thank council for seeing the necessity of bringing back a cemetery advisory council, and you voted on that first thing. I'm very privileged to have been chosen to be part of that committee. I think the other people that have been also nominated to that committee are going to be good workers. I think we'll all be able to work together. I've kind of hit the ground running. I've contacted every county in or township in the county, all the cities in the county to try to get rules and regulations, fees, and so on. So I hope we'll be able to come up with some suggestions of possibly improving the way our cemetery is run to make it good for generations coming beyond us. So thank you again.
I got something to add to that, Bobby. It's a little loud. I just wanted to say that I know we had discussion about calling a public grounds meeting and inviting the new cemetery advisory committee in and going over parameters. So there's going to be a meeting called soon on public grounds. We'd love to have you guys come in and get that all started and kind of hand it off. So thank you.
Thanks, Aaron. Anyone else wish to address council? Anyone else?
Good evening. My name is Abigail Bickerstaff. Are we good? Okay. I wanted to approach council, mayor, everybody this evening in regards to getting an ordinance changed that kind of dictates the animals and pets we can and cannot have within city limits. My reason for approach is I would like to be able to have hens, like laying hens, chickens, within city limits. Growing up, I grew up on a farm. I was very involved with 4-H. Knowing what kind of involvement that brought to my childhood, seeing the community that developed, the friendships that developed through those 4-H programs that revolved around the animals would be a great thing to bring into the city. I know people think chickens, they smell, they're loud, it's all bad. It's really not. I do have some ideas as far as things that we should put in place with being able to have chickens, one of which would be no roosters, which typically are your noise. Another thing would be having a minimum lot size requirement and having a permit in place that the homeowner that owns the land would have to have that permit to be able to harbor those animals. Also having a like flock size limit. So in Ohio, they're sold in minimums of 6. It's just state law. You can't buy less than 6 birds at a time. So I'm thinking if we do at minimum a third of an acre lot, have no fewer than 6 birds, but no more than, say, 15 birds. And except that's just something, seeing that ordinances can be changed, I was hoping we could maybe make some progress, move forward, be able to have these pets that can not only serve as pets, but a great community involvement, something to instill just some grounding to our society as a whole.
How do they contain the chickens?
So chickens, there are a couple types of runs or cages that you would put the chickens in. Ideally, inside city limits, you would want a confined cage, so it would be entirely enclosed, meaning that it would be like fenced in over the top, the sides, and then the house or chicken coop that they would reside in. That way they're able to be contained to your property. That way they're not being nuisance or running amok, as people would think, within the city.
Abigail, this brings back, the reason I chuckled first was the rooster comment, because it brought back a memory. 30, golly, how many years ago was it? It's been here a long time. I say that all the time. Too long, according to some. But I've been here longer than 30, Mr. Lastic. So I've been here longer than you. When I was a councilman at large, this came up. And the issue at that time was not the individuals, and there's no doubt, Abigail, you would be a wonderful caretaker of the animals, but those individuals who might not be as judicious with the care of their chickens in a neighborhood whereby those birds and other farm-type animals are interfering with the lives of residents. So it turned into a big feather fur fight, no pun intended, with regard to, well, what about goats? What about pigs? And I'm not embellishing here. These are, this is true. So I think that it probably is worth a discussion. Those would be dangerous animals, lions. The conversation with council, what order, what committee does that go to? Safety? Boy, Mr. Shealy, you picked a great committee, sir. So at the time he's having these committee meetings, you know, maybe educate them because they're the individuals that make the decision. But thinking about some of the points that I noted regarding, you know, you may have them, I may be your neighbor and not be particularly enamored with, you know what I mean, just being respectful, because our responsibility here is to consider the entire community. So taking it through that lens might be helpful to them.
Would that be a ordinance, or could it be even potentially a ballot issue?
So it would be through ordinance. I don't want to speak for our law director, but it's an ordinance now. And I'd like to caution council to take your time and do your due diligence on this. Maybe do some research through the Ohio Municipal League, see what communities are. Well, that's a township. We got to look at cities. Well, townships are a little different than cities. Because we're a city, we're governed differently, Abigail. So Ohio Revised Code, we're a codified city. So they can do that, but I would caution council to make sure you do your homework, and you try to educate them as well so that the outcome is appropriate for the entire city, because I value what you say, and I don't want you to think that it's not being taken seriously, because with the price of eggs, don't think for a minute that I haven't thought about chickens. No, seriously.
Absolutely. Thank you for your time for that.
I have something to add to that.
Can we grant her three more minutes since I droned on so much?
Motion.
Call. Moved by Shealy, seconded by Joy. All in favor, signify by aye. Opposed. Motion carried. I took up all your time, so we're going to give you more.
Now, I do like your ideas. I think you got it well put together. However, just like Mr. Moreno had stated, not everyone is going to care for their animals the way you do. And that's where I have a concern. And my concerns come from experience. Growing up my whole life, my whole childhood, up till I was in my early 20s, was on a farm. We had it all. We had 150 hogs at one time. We had chickens galore. We had it all. And they are a lot of responsibility. And not everyone is going to care for them, just like Mr. Moreno said, the way you do. And that's where I'm a little cautioned on, because it could then become a potential public health problem.
What would end up happening, not to prophesize, is there would be a room full of people here that were upset if somebody wasn't as caring and as understanding and the care of those birds as they should have been. And then they're disrupting people's homes and running all over the place. And so I think you can appreciate that they're willing to entertain it, have a meeting, do the research, and educate them as well. Provide them with information. And then, Phil, could you reach out to OML and see what communities, cities have ordinances on the permitting of hens, right? Hens.
Yeah, I think that would be helpful to find surrounding cities. Maybe you can do your legwork on that as well and present how they're doing it and how it's working well and what restrictions they have.
Absolutely. I will reapproach when I have some more information. Thank you.
So just reach out to Mr. Shealy. He's the chair, and then he can schedule the meeting, and you'll be good, Abigail. It's nice meeting you. Thank you for coming. Anyone else?
Tina Collins. I'd like to ask council as a whole to take a look at the utility deposit of $550. That's kind of high. You want people to come and live in Niles. They're going to put the first month rent down, the security deposit, and then another $554 utilities. I think that should be brought down some, if you would take a look at that. And also, what's the status on the city building?
We're in discussion now because we had we didn't get enough bids, I guess would be the best way to say it right now. So we're in discussion of what the next step. Had it up for bid and not enough people came back to go forward on it. Not enough was zero. We didn't have any bids on it yet. So until they get bids, and I guess without interfering too much, that's kind of what the process is. Mayor, if you want to elaborate a little bit.
The rebid opening is April 2nd.
So what's the estimated cost on to put the 25 by 25 wing on?
The initial architect's estimate was 250. That was the bid.
Isn't that a little high, 250,000, when you could open the front doors, put a metal detector in, bring in a security guard? Wouldn't that be a lot cheaper then?
Seems appropriate, and it seems like it's the going rate for commercial construction.
That's not the point. My point is spending that kind of money on a wing of 25 by 25. It would be cheaper to open the front doors, put a metal detector and a security guard. Am I right or am I wrong?
Over the long,
it doesn't take rocket science here.
Short term, it would be cheaper. Long term, let's say, I think if we went with security, we would be talking about having a Niles police officer because it's union work, keeping it within the more qualified having a police officer. And if you take their wage times their benefits, because you have to figure that in because the city pays it, it's roughly $100,000. So if you have $100,000 you're paying and you take that across 5 years, now you're at $500,000 and still going. So that was the only thing that was a glitch on that, was to have the revolt, the never ending, you're forever paying for that if you go that route. And I will tell you, with some of the security concerns you've seen across, I've actually leaned more towards having security there. I mean, things happen. You see what just happened with the postman. So I think that it's would be appropriate to have security or have the secure wing going one way or the other. It's the one-time dump cost of $250,000 or a revolving cost that never ends. What's your thoughts?
My thoughts is outsource it to a security company. They pick up their benefits and everything.
Even if it's half that cost, it's going to eventually keep on. It's never going to end.
I didn't hear you, Doug. I'm sorry.
So regardless, there's an ongoing cost, is the concern of council relative to the $250,000 estimated cost to build the wing. Additionally, the service delivery of having employees on the ground level, you come right in the side door. I was about customer service and ensuring that we are able to take care of providing services to customers. So I'm 100% in favor of the plan that council and the administration have come up with relative to putting the wing on. I think it's the right thing to do. It provides security for our employees. It provides customer service to our residents. So if my mother goes down there, I don't have to worry about her going up the steps because she can't go up the steps. She can walk right in, be cared for in a professional environment that's safe. And, you know, that's my opinion, though.
Well, my question is, why now the security and the scare and everything?
We're at 3 minutes.
We were wide open before
we're over the
motion
time,
for so. 3 more minutes.
Thank you.
Moved by Aaron, seconded by DeVorge. All in favor, signify by aye. Opposed. It's always been security, and we're not going to get into debate here. We can agree to disagree, but not be disagreeing.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's always been about service with, I'm only speaking for myself, service and safety. So I don't recall safety
if
not
being. If
you
would ask the residents out here, they would tell you that's their building. They want the front doors open. Even if you go up to the top of the steps and put in a closure.
So I don't want to debate with you, but I'm a taxpayer, and I could say I own the Niles City Schools, and I was a Niles Middle School principal. There was no way in God's green earth you were just going to come sashaying into the school. I don't believe you should just be able to sashay into the city building. I don't. I believe there need to be security protocol in the day and times in which we live, where we can't even ensure the safety with these provisions, to be perfectly honest. If somebody's willing to do
it now is the same way we were living 2 years ago before that building was closed.
I stand by what I said.
Fine.
Also, we can disagree, and that's okay.
Disagree to agree, because you shut it down for the pandemic. You all got lazy and don't want to open it up. I mean, there's other ways to open that city building instead of putting $250,000 to $300,000 into a 25 by 25 wing. Come on. It's not rocket science.
I will say there was an argument that was put out initially that it was already open. We believed it didn't fulfill customer service, and we've pushed to where we've at least got meeting us halfway, which is an improvement from what we had. I think most would agree.
So you guys all agree on this?
Well, they don't know what they don't know. So until they get bids, they got to wait for the bids and the numbers.
You know, instead of putting figures and bids out there, why don't we start thinking about our residents, our people to pay taxes? Why don't we start thinking about them?
Thank you for your time. Anyone else? Anyone else? In the opinion of the chair, there being none. Next order of business, miscellaneous remarks. The chair has spoken way too much, and I broke my own rule by talking to him. So I will zip it. Mayor?
I do want to publicly thank the VFW in Post 2074 for their donation to the Niles Safety Forces for equipment. Recognize the VFW and all their efforts to assist our local veterans. Not only our local veterans, but also our local safety forces. So kudos to them for their donation. And finally, a little bit of FYI for our elected officials, residents as well. City of Warren is hosting a presentation by the Ohio Consumer Council on a pending Dominion Energy rate increase. That meeting is going to be on Thursday, March 14th at 4 o'clock. In Warren City Council Chambers. I have been in touch with officials in Warren, and they are inviting all officials, residents throughout Trumbull County to attend this meeting hosted by the Ohio Consumers Council in regards to a 30% rate hike by Dominion Energy. So that their current proposal is geared to go into effect by the end of the year and last through, I believe, 2034.
Mr. Auditor?
No comment.
Mr. Law Director?
No comment.
Mr. Treasurer? Mr. Service Director?
No comment.
Mr. Safety Director?
No.
Chief? Two meetings in a row. Any comments?
No.
Mr. Waddell? Mr. Johnston.
Oh, yeah. I got a couple things. I want to thank council for accepting the RFP tonight. We're excited to get moving. I want to thank the Tribune. They wrote a very nice article outlining some of the plans that we have in place that we would like to see as an end user. I'm excited to see that project move forward. I also want to just remind everybody that the next CIC meeting will be March 19th. That's at 4:30 at Von Isley. Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron. Sheely?
Yes, I got a couple things here. First, on the economic development, I think we're in great hands. I think, Aaron, you're doing a phenomenal job. I'm really impressed with what he's doing. I think moving forward, all of council together, we're working very well together, and I think the city's in good hands, and I hope that we continue to move forward like we are, and I hope that you continue to do it as you're doing. I think you're doing a great job. On another note, I was asked by Mr. Julian to help with community cleanup. We're going to have that here, spring community cleanup. We have volunteers that we need. Saturday, April 13th, 2024, from 12 to 3, we're going to meet at the Niles Greenway Central Park trailhead, and I'm going to reach out to the VFW and try to get our veterans out here. I can tell you I'm very passionate about our veterans. You know, my brother, my nephews, my son currently serving. I would like to get them involved in helping with it as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Vorge? Mr. Julian?
I was going to say what James brought up, but thanks for doing that. I just hope to have most of you guys here on the come help on April 13th.
Mr. Lastic? Mr. Salito?
Yeah, I wanted to congratulate the newly formed members of the Citizen Advisory for the Cemetery. It's a new committee, and it's there to work with administration and council to be the eyes and legs, find out, tell us what's going on, and bring some issues forward. And I think that Jim DeCristofaro, Rocky Bow, Becky DePanasis, and Mr. Marcoux all bring a lot of experience and positives to this committee, and I think it's going to be, I think at the end of the day, everybody's going to be happy we have them in that place. And then the other thing is, Mayor, I wanted to get an update on Iowa Park because it seemed to be relatively simple and it's very cost-effective, and I know that we seem to be getting different. We are going to meet. I'm going to meet with the park director on Friday to go over some numbers, and I believe Aaron's going to come along with me and find out where we're at. But this is just a small neighborhood park that we need cooperation to get this moving quickly. I know we agreed and we got money allotted and everything else, so anything we can do to get that park, residents are very happy about it over that way, and it's bringing that and getting that renovated is going to be large. So any push you're going to get that moving.
And let me know if it's during work hours. I'll meet you guys in regards to the park.
I think it was Friday around 3:30 was the time we had planned, Aaron, I think, with the park director. Yeah.
Shoot me a text. The plan is right now to deconstruct the current playground, salvage that. That's at Weddell Park. Salvage that, relocate it to Iowa Park. We do want to make sure that we're getting quotes from certified playground installers, and that playground is installed in a certified manner. That's my biggest concern, not just having city employees or a contractor who is not certified in installing playgrounds, but making sure we do get a company, and we will. Don't know what that cost is quite yet. I know Mark is working on obtaining some quotes for that. But I think that's very important for all of us to remember that playground equipment should be certified and installed by a certified playground equipment company, just because of the liability purposes.
We don't want to cut corners. We definitely want it done the right way.
Motion adjourns in order by Mr. Lastic, seconded by everybody. All in favor, signify by aye. Meeting's adjourned.